todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is February 17th, 2012. This is episode 48 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Sow seeds in soil blocks to save time, money, and back pain. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Baba O'Reilly by The Who, recorded on Who's Next from 1971. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter. Be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home and life projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you with home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is sow seeds in soil blocks to save time, money, and back pain. You know the old saying from the Bible, you only reap what you sow? Well, if you're old enough, you know that saying is really true. Now that it's February 17, the seed sowing season has started in full here at todolisthome.com. This year, I wanted to try something different because I always sow seeds, and I start seeds usually in vermiculite. And once the seeds sprout, I'll go ahead and transfer them to another medium, usually little potting trays filled with potting soil. Potting soil is usually mixed from vermiculite and peat moss and some compost. However, I was recently listening to Jack Spierko's 2012 edition of Getting Ready to Sow Seeds at his place in Arkansas. And as you know, Jack Spierko's with the survivalpodcast.com. Well, lo and behold, leave it to Jack to spur me on to do something new. As he was describing the different ways of sowing seeds and what he used to do and what his grandfather used to do, it made me rethink my typical method because of the labor involved. As I mentioned, I would sow seeds in vermiculite, place them in a warm room. Once they sprout, I move the tray to the green room where the lights are. I keep them under there until there's at least one or two sets of good leaves on the little starters so I can go ahead and pick them up and dig them out and go ahead and put them into the little starter trays and have to dig a hole. And then once they get tall enough, I have to go ahead and move them from there to a larger medium, usually something the size of a cup. And depending on the plant, they'll either stay that way or I have to move them again to possibly a half of a milk carton that I cut and fill a little bit with dirt. And then I have to move them back and forth inside and outside to get them adjusted to the weather a little bit. And then I finally take that and I have to bang them upside down and very carefully try to take my transplants and put them into the ground without breaking up the medium that they're already in. And that's really a hassle. And that's four steps just to get a plant in the ground outside. As I listened to the Survival Podcast episode on seed, it is episode 831, and I linked to it in today's show notes. Jack talked about his typical way of starting seeds, but he started to talk a little bit about soil cubes. And I've heard of soil cubes. I've investigated them just a little bit prior to 2 weeks ago. I really didn't think much of them. I just thought a soil cube was something that's made from a soil cube maker, and in order to get a soil cube maker, you'd have to go online and order one and then have it shipped to you. And It just seemed like too much trouble to investigate any further than that point. But Jack talked about soil cubes and some of the benefits that they have. Soil cubes date back at least 2,000 years ago, right at the prime when agricultural production was really beginning in human history. And soil cubes have been a way to take compacted earth, start seeds in them, and once the seeds are ready to be put in the ground, just dig a hole and just put the whole cube into the ground. Depending on the plant that you're growing, will determine the size of the cube. The largest benefit is that there's no transplant shock. With soil cubes, roots tend to end after they reach the edge of their cube. There's no medium that they're placed in, like a plastic tray that's dark, which gives a taproot the ability to go ahead and continue to grow, looking for more dirt. And that's how you end up with all the spirally roots at the end when you pick a plant out of a starter tray. The roots are always swirled around in a circle. It's very unnatural. A soil cube is a very natural way to start seeds and then plant them directly in the ground without creating any type of transplant shock. Although I've been gardening for just a few years, I always have to remember that there's so much I don't know. Human gardening history is about 5,000 years old, and I've only been gardening. This will be my fourth season. So there's quite a lot I have to know, and I have to remember to keep an open mind. So I listened to Jack, and it had me thinking. And once he was done talking about soil cubes, I went to the soil cube website that everybody typically goes to when they're looking for soil cube makers. This is run by Clayton Jacobs and his family, and I linked to this site in the show notes today. And I thought, that's it. I'm going to get a soil cube maker, and there's no two ways about it. So let me go and ring up Clayton's site, and for $25, I could get my own soil cube maker. For an additional $10, but $25 wasn't where the cost ended. There was another $10 charge for shipping. I couldn't see spending $35 on something unless I tried to figure out a way to do it myself first. If you've been listening to the early retirement episode 41 and 16, you will know, or if you go now to those episodes, you will learn that before I spend more than $10 on anything, I go through a series of questions to determine whether or not I really need to make that purchase. The Soil Cube website shows a video, and making soil cubes with a soil cube maker looks like a no-brainer. Looks very easy, but they come in one size. And I think it would be perfect if all of the cubes that I needed were going to be one size. I could possibly see where spending the $35 would pay off in the amount of time I would save by making my own. However, I didn't want to limit just to one size. And so I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm really interested in the idea of soil cubes. Let me look around on the internet a little bit and see if anybody else has come up with how to make your own soil cube maker at home with just materials laying around. And sure enough, just a simple search in YouTube will reveal dozens of websites where people have created their own soil block makers, and they all seem to work pretty well. So this motivated me to look a little further, and I found some fairly good instructions at another website that I linked to in today's show notes. This site is titled toppers-place.com/soil_blocks.htm. So I'll link to that in today's show notes. And just that site alone led me to believe that I've got materials laying around the house. I don't need to go to Home Depot and purchase anything. I can make my own soil blocks, and we'll see what they end up looking like. If you go to today's show notes at todolisthome.com, you'll find a short video that shows me making soil blocks and what I call soil cylinders. There's also pictures there that show what my labor looked like. So for a savings of $35, the short story is I went ahead and started making my own soil cubes and soil cylinders. This past weekend was a continuance of the start of the growing season. I'd already sowed some parsley, but the sprouts were ready to be transferred, and then I was ready to start sowing green onions and chives. It's always a hassle, especially with the green onions, to try to put them in the ground without breaking up the soil that I've already started them in. But I grow wonderful green onions, and I really want to continue growing green onions. So this past weekend, I was quite busy. The process is not easy, but I started on Saturday night. And as you'll see from the picture and the videos, I begin with just some nice compost that I got at the home store. It's made in Maryland. I got some moisture control Miracle-Gro potting soil, some compost that I made last summer and have been able to keep fresh all winter long in the shed, some vermiculite, a little bit of sand to hold it together. I mix all of these ingredients up in a 5-gallon bucket, add a little bit of water, and I add the water just until the consistency is strong enough to hold a compacted block together without falling apart. Again, you can see how this is done in the pictures and the video at today's show notes at todolisthome.com. By doing this, I'm hoping to save 3 steps. I don't know if the seeds will actually sprout, and I wanted to be careful not to make the compost mixture too strong for the seeds to start. I don't want to start burning roots right away. As I mentioned earlier, typically I start seeds with just vermiculite, which is very sterile and clean and easy to start seeds in and easy to take the little sprouts out of, but I'm trying to avoid that step. Hopefully I'm avoiding 3 steps. If all goes well, the way that I've started the onion seeds, the chives, and then I started to grow some extra parsley, and I also transferred parsley that I'd previously started in vermiculite into my homemade soil cubes, and they seem to be doing well and adapting well right now. There's 2 types of soil mix that I'm experimenting with right now. One is, say, I'll take a handful of vermiculite, 1 handful of compost, 1/2 handful of sand, and 1 handful of potting soil, and I'll mix that up. And that's the stronger version because it's got the compost in it. The lighter version I'll try possibly with some of my other plants, the tomatoes, the peppers, will be vermiculite, potting soils, sand, and some of my old soil. So I want to be careful not to, I'm going to try to experiment a little bit to see which one actually gets the plants started best, and maybe there's going to be a little bit of a different mixture for different plants. But I've got enough seeds, I've got enough time right now, which is why I'm putting this podcast together, because sure, it's February 17 and it's cold, but before you know it, I'm going to have to go and put my onions in the ground. My onions will go into the ground on March 23rd, the parsley goes into the ground on March 16, and the chives go into the ground, they take 2 months. It'll be April 20th before I put the chives in there. I put the chives in at the end of the last spring frost. So as you can see already, just another 3 weeks or so from now, actually 1 month from now, I'll be putting parsley into the ground. So the parsley's really got to get up and going, which is why I started that at the end of January. The green onions go in a week later, March 23rd. I'm here in Virginia. If you're further south or in a warmer climate, your dates for those plants are sooner. If you're further north, you still got a little bit of time. But the point of this episode is, you can get started, you can save some extra time by avoiding some of the extra transplanting from a starter medium to another growing medium to another growing medium to planting outside by just using soil cubes. Now, whether or not you go straight to Clayton Jacobs' site, trying out and experimenting with soil cubes in conjunction with some of the more traditional methods, you owe it to yourself to learn and see what really works best for you and what really works best for the plants. For me, I'm in this to avoid back pain, and there's a lot of pain involved when I have to bend over for extended periods of time transplanting little seedlings from one medium to another. I get my children to help me a lot, but it's still a lot of work for the plants. It's still a bit of a shock for the plants. And then when I've always grown in the seed starter trays, maintaining the water is always a little tricky because they're plastic and they tend to hold moisture in, and it's easy to create mold on the dirt that your plants are trying to grow in. And with the soil blocks, there is nothing surrounding the soil block. It's very free and open. You just have to be careful about how you water it. And right now, I'm watering the plants that I'm putting into the soil cubes and soil cylinders by just misting the tops of them a little bit. So just misting either the tops of the plants themselves that are growing in the medium, or just misting the top of the soil cubes or the soil cylinders. And once I built the soil cubes, I've sowed seeds in them. They're very moist. Typically, you should wait until they're hardened a little bit, if it's possible, to put them out in the sun for at least a day or so and let harden and hold together well. I'm lacking on time a little bit, especially with the green onions and chives. I really needed to start them this past weekend. I just put them in the newly made soil blocks and soil cylinders. So we'll see how it goes. About another 7 to 14 days will tell. I also did some extra parsley again, and parsley takes a while to sprout. So I think within 3 weeks I'll know whether or not my idea of making my own soil cubes and soil blocks is worth the effort, because I don't have to plant again until March 2nd. And on March 2nd, I'll be very busy. I've got a lot of flowers and lettuces and eggplant and hot peppers to start. And if all goes well with the soil blocks and soil cubes I'm making now, I'll continue that practice with larger versions of them for the early March sowing. And I'll report back again on that time whether they are a success or a failure. Because without failure, it's hard to know what doesn't work. That's it for today. Now go and get ready for spring gardening.